This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
But we have to go to Houston and win one.
Who would have ever thought that the guy that sounded like he was on Quaaludes live in front of America would be busted in a prostitution sting? But we got some breaking news right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Patriots owner Robert Kraft apparently has been chasing lizards, and I ain't talking about no pet shop.
This is incredible. An incredible story.
Is it really, though?
Well, not necessarily that he did this, but wait till you hear some of these details of where the place he was frequenting. All right, I'm just going to read it. This is courtesy of Deadspin. Incredible news here. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was charged today on two counts of soliciting prostitution in connection to a recent law enforcement bust on massage parlors in Florida that, according to law enforcement, listen to this, were used for prostitution and human trafficking. In a press conference Friday morning, this is so sad. In a press conference Friday morning, Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr said Kraft was charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution. There is video evidence of Kraft involved in sex acts in a massage parlor.
Video evidence?
Video evidence.
I want to see
you
this.
Will. You
in
will.
In a sick, twisted way, I want to see this.
According to TCPalm.com, the investigation shut down spas that ran from Palm Beach County to Orange County. Of those 10, half were in Indian River County. Speaking about the cases, police said that the women lived at the spas and worked at prostitutes. Here's the quote, and this is what's sick. Vero Beach Police Chief David Curry. Many came from China, talking about the prostitutes, on temporary work visas, indebted to the brokers who helped them reach America, believing legitimate jobs awaited them. Quote, some of them are trying to make a better life for themselves. These people truly are stuck. They were shamed, intimidated, and taught not to speak to law enforcement or immigration officials. Others answered what they thought were legitimate ads for masseuse jobs, but soon were pressured into doing more. According to the report, a 16-page probable cause affidavit in the Jupiter case said that as part of the investigations, officers would do traffic stops on vehicles when they left the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. The affidavit states that officers were told multiple times by the driver that inside the spa, a woman had stimulated them until climax.
All right, and if you're just tuning in, Robert Kraft busted in an alleged prostitution bust. So he is being charged.
I will say two counts.
I think it's very important that in today's climate, where a lot of people like to automatically assume the worst whenever a story comes out, I think it is important to at least read the story and then react responsibly instead of just reacting to the headlines. Based on this, it's awful what was going on there, but it doesn't appear. And I'm just talking about what it looks like right now for Robert Kraft, the worst case scenario. It wasn't his business. So it's not like this was a Robert Kraft spa and he was the one doing all this stuff. It just looks like the Patriots owner, who's widowed, who we've seen living his best life, looking a little bit tipsy, looking under the influence of something, as we just heard Figgy play at the return from the break. Maybe it appears that he was just a customer that was going in for a service. That's what it appears. Now it is an illegal service. It's very sleazy,
right?
But that's what it looks like. It's not like he was the one running this spa.
I don't know. That doesn't make it any better. That doesn't make it any better to me. How does that make that better to you? The guy, look, if
because
you go,
he's not the one running. He's not the one running it. He's just going in for
that.
The service.
But if you go into this spa,
a rub and tug.
This spa,
a rub and tug.
And the thing that's going that's really sickening is that these were prostitutes that were basically forced, you know, into the business, so to speak. They were immigrants from China, and they were, you know, lied to, came in, and were pressured not to say anything to law enforcement or immigration officials. I look, you're right. Let's see what happens with Robert Kraft in particular. But to be if there's video evidence too, apparently, of Robert Kraft in the act, two counts in the act with basically, I mean, women who were enslaved. I mean, that's not inaccurate, is it? According to the report, anyway.
This is my whole thing on this Robert Kraft thing. And I'm not minimizing anything you say, but this is my whole thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when a story comes out, I read it, and regardless of how raunchy it is, sometimes I'll be like, that's not surprising. And a lot of times when a story comes out, I'll say, that's shocking. Like Marvin Harrison living the thug life and shooting people and stuff. That shocked me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to think of that. Aaron Hernandez killing people while he was in the NFL, that shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I saw the headline, Robert Kraft busted in prostitution ring,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't surprised. And maybe I don't respect him as much as I should, but I'm not surprised that Robert Kraft is going to get a rub and tug at a Chinese massage parlor every once in a while. Maybe I should be, but I'm not.
I'm not surprised. I mean, Jerry Jones, Robert Irsay, Robert Kraft. There's your three candidates. Jim Irsay. Those are your three candidates. I'm not surprised. What I'm saying, this is a sick thing right here. These women were enslaved. This is a billionaire owner of the greatest franchise in the history of football.
I know. He can just
go to... A multi-billionaire.
That's always the weird thing about this is a lot of these guys that get caught with these girls, it's like, dude, you're a billionaire. All you got to do is go post up at the W bar, get you a scotch on the rocks, sit there, chill, be the owner of the Patriots.
Wear a name tag. Robert Kraft. I mean, you know.
But you know what they say about prostitution, though. Mm-hmm. Like the guys, like the rich, successful guys who do this
kind
of thing.
But this isn't call girls now. Let's not.
Now he might not have known the full details of what was going on. He might have just thought it was just one of the services that a lot of guys talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what they say about that, and why they do that rather than just go to the bar and pick someone up. You know what they say.
It's the old Charlie Sheen line.
You don't pay prostitutes.
You don't pay prostitutes to show up.
You pay to leave.
Yeah. But nevertheless, I mean, this is a sick development in the news world. I was going to say in sports, in the news world right now.
And I think it's the worst nightmare from a Patriots perspective, specifically from his, because it's one thing to get accused of video recording or something like that. It's one thing to get accused of deflating footballs and all those kind of things. But when the owner is the one bringing the negative attention, it's one thing to party and live it up, but you don't want to be the one to bring the attention to your franchise.
Right. And you can't gloss over the fact of what this place was. It was human trafficking, women who were enslaved, forced into prostitution, all according to the story, not me saying it, all according to the story, and intimidated and taught not to speak to law enforcement or immigration
officials. But you don't think he knew all that, right?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, come on. When he went in this place, apparently he went in for one thing.
Well, he went in there
for the service, but I'm not going to sit here and act like there's a lot of places that you go to all the time that you don't know what kind of stuff they're doing behind the scenes. Now, granted, this is a little bit raunchier than going to a fishing place
or a call girl going to Vegas, and you know what I'm saying? And the fact that he was there more than one occasion, apparently they have, two counts of soliciting, and they apparently have video evidence. Oh, man. Man, they've got.
You thought the Kardashian and Pamela Anderson video was nice.
But to your point,
Robert Kraft,
I'm sure he's going to claim I didn't know what was, you know, how those women got there. But nevertheless, that doesn't matter.
But there's a good chance that he gets off. Let's be honest, he's rich.
Well, sure, he's a billionaire.
I think he's in a relationship too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
he had a woman with some former model.
He had his woman on the stage.
She's dating him because of her personality, though.
Of course, he's a great dude. Good Lord.
How do you even find out about these places is what I want to know. I'm sure we got some listeners that might, like 713-572-4610. Like, does Robert Kraft go to Florida and does he just stop at the local Buc-ee's or something like that or whatever gas station they say and say, hey, can you direct me to the nearest rub and tug? Like, how is it? Is it some? Is it like an underground thing? Like, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that when you walk into this place, let's just say I just wanted a normal massage, and I'm driving around, I'm like, oh, $55 massage. Let me go in there. I'm assuming that once you go in, you have a pretty good idea of what goes on in there, right?
Yeah, you have a pretty
good
idea.
So how do you think he found out about this? Do you think he just went to Florida and he said, you know what, I need to find... Or you think one of his buddies said, dude, next time you go to Florida, you got to stop at this place. You have no idea. You haven't lived, Robert Kraft, until you've popped a few Quaaludes and gone into this massage parlor.
I've got more details.
Uh-oh. Are they worse?
I've got more details.
Go ahead.
An arrest warrant has been issued for Robert Kraft.
We're going to get to see Robert Kraft in handcuffs?
An arrest warrant has been issued for Robert Kraft. 77-year-old Kraft will be charged with soliciting another to commit prostitution, according to Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr. At least two separate occasions, Kraft is accused of soliciting a prostitute, roughly a month ago, during the playoffs. They have obtained evidence from body cam video and surveillance.
That has been conducted over the last several months. An undercover?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're going to get to hear Robert Kraft we're going to get to hear that slime ball. Figgy, play that again. This is a guy accepting a trophy in the AFC Championship game. This is what he sounds like when people are watching him.
But we have to go to Houston and win one.
We're going to get to hear that guy with an undercover officer and what he's like when people aren't watching.
You're going to see the video, too, because here's the thing about the body cam. The surveillance video and the body cam, that clearly was put there by law enforcement. So guess what?
That place was already being investigated.
And it's freedom of information.
Oh, no.
Media outlets are going to get these videos.
I cannot wait.
They're going to get these videos.
I cannot wait. I am so excited for this.
He will be charged and will have to appear in court. Multiple law enforcement agencies were involved in the operation for several months. Officials say the women accused of running the sex trafficking ring operation operated out of multiple local spas that were touted as massage parlors.
You think he was at least a good tipper?
Get this.
What if they were mad because he didn't tip?
There's even more information.
You got to tip your masseuse, by the way.
This was apparently like a really, what's the right word I'm looking for here? Like,
be careful.
Like low class, sleazy place.
Like with just with
average cost of visit.
Oh no! Don't say $25.
$50. He's going into basically a place that you can find off airline or something.
So like $50.
You've been on airline. You've seen these places.
$50 for an hour. It's one of those places where they don't. One of those massage places where they don't have rooms. They just have the sheets that separate the rooms, mm-hmm. and then you have the thing, and then you go in there. Like 8mm. Have you seen 8mm with Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
It's Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft busted for prostitution.
He has dated Ricky Noel Lander since 2012.
Oh gosh. You might need to get
his
tested.
His reported net worth is $6 billion, according to Forbes, and he's going into sleazy whorehouses, basically, that is $59.
And again, it doesn't surprise me. $59. But you know it's extra for all the extra stuff.
You know people are
upsell.
Driving around
going, upsell.
You know people are driving around going, what? Is this like fake news?
How are you surprised by this? You shouldn't be surprised by this.
No, but just the fact that it's coming out like that.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft busted in a prostitution ring.
There's a lot to cover here.
We'll keep it covered.
I got a couple of questions.
Oh, this is the news of the day.
I got a couple of questions.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I think this topic is right up the loophole's alley. Patriots owner Robert Kraft busted in a prostitution sting. Coming up next, we'll talk more about this. We'll also give a to-do list for Bill O'Brien, we promise. And we're also going to tell you why it's in the Rockets' best interest to lose. Shout out to Robert Kraft on Sports Radio 610.
Win one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.